This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, December 23rd. It's going to warm up a bit again toward the end of the week. According to a forecast from the National Weather Service, it'll be partly sunny in the Cedar Rapids area Thursday, with a high near 48 degrees. On Thursday night, it'll be mostly cloudy, with a low around 32 degrees. New COVID-19 cases and related hospitalizations in Iowa are trending downward this week after reaching record-level totals earlier this month. According to the latest data released Wednesday by the Iowa Department of Public Health, the number of patients hospitalized for the coronavirus dropped this week to 747, a decline following 6 consecutive weeks of increases. The state reported 823 patients hospitalized as a result of COVID-19 last week, marking the first time since December 12th of 2020 that coronavirus hospitalizations were at or above 800. Despite the COVID-19 hospitalizations going down, the total number of available intensive care beds dropped to another all-time low this past week, the second week in a row, after reaching 130 available beds statewide on December 21st. Cedar Rapids police on Wednesday released the name of the officer who fired his gun last week at a vehicle after an attempted traffic stop, but offer no detail on whether anyone has been arrested for the altercation. Reserve Officer Scott Frueling, who has been employed with the department since September 1994, will not perform any police duties while the officer involved shooting is being investigated, according to a news release. Police say that Frueling attempted to perform a traffic stop last Friday at 32nd Street Northeast. When the motorist would not stop, a short chase ensued, until the fleeing suspect turned onto a road blocked off by construction. Police say with both vehicles stopped, Officer Frueling stepped out of his vehicle to confront the driver, but the driver at that time turned their vehicle around and drove through Frueling the other way. Frueling fired at the vehicle as he was hit, according to the police account. Once the process is completed, it's likely more than 1,000 refugees from Afghanistan will have been resettled in Iowa, according to a state refugee services worker. As of mid-December, roughly 700 Afghans had been resettled in Iowa. Max Sekeska, bureau chief for the Iowa Bureau of Refugee Services with the Iowa Department of Human Services, said during the Wednesday taping of Iowa Press at Iowa PBS Studios. Sukeska and Kerry Trufunk, director of the Des Moines Field Office of the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, said the refugees are relocating in cities across the state, including Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, the Quad Cities, Sioux City, and Council Bluffs. Looking to find something new to eat? Never miss a bite of the tastiest local food news by signing up for our free text alerts. Text CHEW to 319-257-2674. For inside scoops from Gazette food writer Elijah Decius.